We are at Richmond BMW tonight doing a live broadcast. We still have time. Come on out and join us. We've got plenty of good food and drink. Don't let the thunderstorm that took place 2 hours ago slow you down. All right, tonight we are fortunate to have none other than Noah Greenbaum joining us again for another visit. So we've got to cover the special teams.
Everybody's favorite, right?
I tell you what, the special teams this year have been very exciting for the Cavaliers. And Saturday night's game, I think you could almost say that the game depended upon the special teams for the Cavaliers. And none other than Terrence Fells-Danzer had a huge play. Jimmy Howell threw his first touchdown pass, and the referees didn't call it back. I think Trey Womack, that's probably the first time he ever fielded a ball being thrown from the offensive side when he was playing as an offensive player. What are your thoughts on the game?
Well, you know, I just thought the special teams unit played tremendous. You know, I think, remember, we sat down here a couple weeks ago, and everybody was up in arms concerned about what was happening with the special teams. And, you know, with a new coaching staff, a lot of young guys, it was only, you know, time until they were really going to gel together and play well.
You know, emphasis this year is to make sure that Virginia is stronger in all three phases of the game, you know, the offense, defense, and special teams. And they tried the special teams trick play on the fake punt down at against Southern Cal, and those Pac-10 officials blew the call. Eventually got penalized for that. This week, you know, the Virginia coaches must have forewarned the referees they were going to run the play. There was no flag. The Eastern Michigan coaches screamed and hollered after the play. But talk a little bit about how a play like that develops and how it's created and conceived, and then when does the coach go, we're going to do it now?
Well, you know, you always have that in your back pocket. I mean, it's just like any trick play, you know, on defense or on offense. You always have it in your back pocket, and you just wait for the right situation. I think the look was there, and, you know, whoever the up back is, which is the guy in front of the punter, he probably saw the look, and they told him if it was there to go ahead and take it. And it was a little different than the one that they ran against USC, a little variation, but inherently it was basically the same play.
Well, Womack, wearing jersey number one, dropped behind the line of scrimmage, it appeared, and shot across the middle of the field, and Jimmy Howell, the punter, the position that you played, caught the snap and took a step forward and then stood up straight and looked at Womack and fired a bullet right to him and hit him in stride. Womack raced across the field to the Virginia sideline and raced down the sideline untouched. Good blocking. Matt Snyder, the wide receiver, was involved in the play and didn't get called for holding. And what a play. I mean,
as a punter, yes. I mean, you know, just speaking for myself, that's one of those plays where you don't care what the ball looks like. All you want is to hit him in the chest. And I think he did a good job. And, I didn't realize this. I read afterwards that Jimmy Howell actually played quarterback in high school. So he had some experience.
So was it a nice tight spiral there?
It was.
It was a little wobbly.
Guys, I watched the instant replay last night. It was on Comcast Sportsnet. I watched it again. That was a nice throw, and every quarterback would be proud of that throw, much less a punter.
Regardless, it was a 50-some-yard touchdown.
Well, maybe we've solved our quarterback problem going forward next year.
He not only does he punt like Bullet Bill Dudley, but and maybe he's going to be
I was just going to mention, I'm looking at the punting stats, and you probably have told me, but I didn't realize Bill Dudley was the punter back in the day. So, you know, the punting, punters can do it all.
Well, Bill Dudley could do it all, and it's so exciting that UVA is wearing – His decal on the back of the helmet this year, number 35, with his initials BD. And Bullet Bill was a tremendous guy, and not only a great Virginia player, but later went on to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Lions, and also my beloved Redskins. And he's in the Steeler Hall of Fame. He's in the Redskin Ring of Honor. He's in the College Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And
very accomplished.
To the Virginia State Hall of Fame. I think I got them all. But anyway... Noah, talk about the pooch kick that Eastern Michigan tried after they brought the score to 24-21. They tried to kick it to about the 30-yard line. Unfortunately, the fullback was ready to go.
I know. You know, I've never been a proponent for those pooch kicks because you're always going to give the offense the starting around the 35 or 40-yard line. So, you know, trust in your special teams. Kick the ball deep. You know, if they get a good return, they'll probably get out to the 35 or 40 anyways. So, you know, one of the big things at Tech's always had great special teams, and I know Frank Beamer has always stressed to his kickers not to kick it into the end zone.
Right.
He likes a nice high kick down to the 5-yard line or down to the goal line because he said things can happen. You can tackle them inside the 20, you can get a fumble. You know, I think pooch kicking, you're just allowing them to, you know, start on the 40, 50-yard line and just give up field position and put your defense in a bind.
All right, explain to me the term pooch.
Pooch basically is just, you know, a short, high kick out to about the 25 or 30.
I mean, where did that term come from?
I don't know. You tell me. You
probably
got
a dog lover like
gray
you.
Gray hairs, right?
Try gray hairs. What gray hairs?
I'm glad I cut the hair I got. But yeah. While we're talking about that, you know, in that particular situation, what is the kicker really trying to do? Because it seems to me that the ball almost got to the up back too mm-hmm. easily, too quickly, and it allowed the Virginia blockers to get in front of him and then create a wedge.
Yeah, well, the ultimate goal is to hit it high enough where he's going to have to fair catch it. But that's a tough kick to do that every time in the exact spot with the exact height. So, you know, again, if it were my choice, I'd kick it deep every time.
All right, we thank our friend Noah Greenbaum for making another appearance on Who's Talking. We're going to go to break now. We'll be back for our final half hour. I think we're going to have Michael Tuskey with a little more Olympic thing. But the big star of the day is the big fellow straight ahead of us, Terry Gates. And we're going to talk a little basketball. So that makes Hobbo happy. But anyway, we'll be back after these messages with Terry Gates.